Washington, D.C. Two staff members from Israel's embassy in the United States were shot and killed Wednesday night in a targeted attack outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The issue sparks widespread condemnation and raising fears of anti-Semitic violence. The shooting occurred around 9 p.m., 1 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time Thursday, according to Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela A. Smith. Authorities have arrested the lone suspect, identified as Elias Rodriguez, 30, of Chicago, Illinois. Prior to the shooting, the suspect was observed pacing in front of the museum. He approached a group of four individuals, drew a handgun, and opened fire, Smith said during a press briefing. Both victims, embassy staffers and a couple, were fatally wounded. According to Israel's ambassador to the U.S. Yeshiel Leiter, the couple had been planning to marry, and the male victim had recently purchased a ring for a proposal in Jerusalem next week. While under arrest, Rodriguez reportedly chanted, "Free, free, Palestine." Authorities have yet to confirm the motive, though officials and observers have described the incident as anti-Semitic in nature. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser vowed to stand against hate and terrorism, while U.S. President Donald Trump condemned the attack as obviously based on anti-Semitism. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem confirmed a federal investigation is underway. Attorney General Pamela Bondi, present at the scene, said she was praying for the victims. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered increased security at Israeli missions worldwide. Security analyst Richard Weitz described the shooting as a well-planned assassination, noting that lower-level embassy personnel often lack security protection. The American Jewish Committee, which had hosted an event at the venue, expressed deep sorrow over the tragedy.